This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today launched the BJP's election campaign for the Haryana Assembly polls from Kurukshetra. Addressing the election rally at the theme park in Kurukshetra this evening, Mr. Modi said that the government is empowering the poor, women, farmers and the youth. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the Lakhpati Didi program of the government is empowering women, with more than 11 lakh women becoming Lakhpati Didi in just 100 days. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today appointed three senior leaders of the party as AICC senior observers for the upcoming assembly elections in Haryana. They are Ashok Gehlot, Ajay Makan and Pratap Singh Bajwa. Campaigning has also intensified for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. Leaders of various political parties are holding rallies and organizing roadshows to woo the voters in the Kashmir Valley. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Jharkhand, Gujarat and Odisha from tomorrow. Mr. Modi will travel to Jharkhand tomorrow and flag off six Vande Bharat trains, including Tata Nagar Patna Vande Bharat train at Tata Nagar Junction Railway Station. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate various railway projects worth more than 660 crore rupees to the nation. The Prime Minister will also transfer the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen to the beneficiaries in Jharkhand at a function in Jamshedpur tomorrow. The central government has decided to reduce the export duty on onions from 40% to 20%. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan said this decision will directly benefit farmers and other onion-related sectors. In a social media post, he also mentioned that with this decision, onion-producing farmers will get better prices for onions and onion exports will also increase. The centre, in a significant move, has decided to completely remove the floor price on export of basmati rice to boost its export. The step has been taken in response to the ongoing trade concerns and adequate domestic availability of rice. Floor price was introduced in August 2023 as a temporary measure in view of the rising prices of rice and a tight supply position in domestic markets. Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Ramnath Thakur, has said that India is implementing the world's largest food-based safety net programs to ensure food security and nutrition. Addressing the G20 Agriculture Ministerial meeting held in Cuiaba, Brazil today, Mr. Thakur emphasized India's commitment to developing resilient agricultural systems for a sustainable and prosperous future. India has reiterated the need to recognize culture as a standalone sustainable development goal at BRICS meet in Russia's St. Petersburg. India has advocated for recognizing culture as a standalone goal in the post-2030 Global Development Agenda, highlighting its transformative potential in driving economic growth, social inclusion and sustainable development. While addressing the 9th BRICS Culture Ministers meeting, Secretary of Culture Ministry Arunesh Chawla has emphasized the need to place culture at the heart of global development strategies. In the 45th FIDE Chess Olympiad, India's women's chess team secured an important 3-1 victory in round 3 over Switzerland at Budapest, Hungary yesterday. R. Vaishali, Divya Deshmukh and Vantika Agarwal scored victories to ensure a 3-1 win over Switzerland despite a defeat for Harika on the top board. In the open section, Indian team was slotted against host nation Hungary's B team and it was smooth sailing as they wrapped up a 3.5-0.5 win. Round 4 of the Olympiad is underway. The Indian team is in the open section is playing against Serbia while the women's team is facing France. And in hockey, India secured a thrilling 2-1 victory over arch rivals Pakistan in their final league match of the Asian Champions Trophy hockey tournament at Mochi in Hulunbuir, China today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.